on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We invite you to join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. I'm broadcasting live from the Prescott Rodeo Grounds for the season-ending Junior Rodeo, or the Queen Creek Junior Rodeo Association. We've got three contestants in this weekend, and we'll have four starting next year, as Landry will be old enough for the peewees. So through modern technology, I'm able to broadcast here from a remote Comrex unit. Jennifer's in studio with Mike behind the board, and Jennifer Jengura call screening. So we're available for you, the Arizona homeowner, at 1-888-767-4348. As we get to our next call, we have a texter that wanted to know, is there a universal fertilizer for trees? Doesn't matter if it's a fruit tree or a shade tree. And, you know, a lot of those start and grows will work just fine for both application. There are certain trees, such as nut pecan trees, that require a lot of zinc. So you want to make sure you get one that has a high zinc concentrate, but that's not going to hurt a shade tree if that's all you have and you want to dump it on there. Fertilizers are pretty close to the same. There are just a few variations here and there. And you could argue the benefit, I would say, unless you're really diligent, and this is your source of income, that you're not going to be hugely critical and obsessing over which fertilizer you use from one tree to the next. With that, let's get to our next call. And as we do, there was someone said a little bit of confusion. They didn't understand, do I like evap cooling or air conditioning? If it's installed correctly and the ductwork is sized properly, you will be just fine with air conditioning over evap cooling. Let's get to our next call, and I'll let the studio bring it in because I don't have the list currently in front of me. Whoever's on the line, Jennifer, take us to.
Okay, we've got William. Mr. William.
Good morning, William. Okay.
Okay, how about John?
While we figure out the call lineup, let's...
We do have John Rome. He's been waiting a while. Let's do him. He has a question about super cooling. Hey, John, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Great. Great. Why don't you tell Romy your full question there?
Okay. I've listened to your program for a number of years, and I've heard you talk about super cooling, and I'm just trying it for myself this summer. And I went online on the Roseon House page, and I read what I could find on there, but I don't know if I'm doing it right.
Okay, what you doing so
okay,
far?
Okay, how so?
Well, I set it, I'm on the APS combined plant, so I have peak and off-peak, and I set it to like 72 degrees off-peak, and then 82 degrees when it's on-peak. And
okay.
I was always told that if you set the thermostat, let's say at 78 degrees, you're better off leaving it there because of the cooling of the coil. It costs more to lower the temperature than it does to just maintain it at a solid temperature. I haven't seen my bill yet, so I don't know.
Well, you'll know when you see that bill and compare it to last year. The whole concept of super cooling is that you're cooling your home when air conditioning is off-peak and costs, or when electricity is off-peak and costs a lot less to operate. And what you do is you get that home as cool as you can get it. Rosie even turns his down to 68 degrees. And so you've stored up this very cool interior of a home. Then when the on-peak hits about noon and that APS combined advantage rate, and your thermostat then says, okay, don't kick on until the home is 76 or 78 or 82 degrees. Well, a well-built insulated home, it's going to take hours for the inside of that home, even in the summer, to come up to 80 degrees if there's nobody in it. I mean, if you've got a bunch of people living in the home and pets and the doors are constantly in and out and kids are coming in and swimming and the doors are open, a little bit different of a story here. But in concept, you just cool the home, you store that cooling, and then the air conditioning comes on, and during off-peak at the hottest times of the day, it's only trying to maintain whatever that high temperature set is, whether it's 78, 80, 82. Then as soon as it goes to off-peak and your programmable thermostat brings it down to 68, well, it's going to run for a couple hours after 7 o'clock to get you back down to that temperature. So it's much more efficient to run the air conditioning unit longer than for it to come on and short cycle on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. And that's what you're doing with your super cooling. So that's the concept. It saves people money. They can't, you know, it's very hard to program that and to think that way, because all we've ever been taught and told and, you know, is bring it up a couple degrees, live with a hotter home, buy more insulation, buy more this, buy more that. And really, all you need to do is just use your rate that you're getting from your utility company in a smarter method. And we actually have, I don't know the date in front of me, but I know we have Steve Kep of Advanced Home Systems, the kind of the father mastermind behind the whole super cooling concept, that that'll be joining us in studio here in a couple weeks. So it was William, right? Call us back when you get that next bill and let us know.
Romy, just one thing too. It's important that people are on the noon to seven plan, which I'm not sure the exact name of that plan, but noon to seven is where it works most efficiently.
Because that's the shortest amount of time that you're on peak. That's 7 hours on peak, and the rest of it, the 24 minus seven, the rest of your day on the 18 hours is off peak.
You know, and Romy, we get testimonials probably daily about people who didn't believe it, and then they tried it and they couldn't believe their bills. And it's depending on how much you're willing to hunker down in that hot on peak time, depends on how much you're going to save. You know, you can actually turn it completely off during that time, which we do, and just keep the house closed. And then, but then you can, you know, if you're not willing to sacrifice that, maybe put it at 80, then you're going to save a little less. Also, ovens, you don't want to turn your oven on until 7. So you do different kinds of cooking, your stovetop or your crock pot or barbecue, but you don't want to kick on anything that draws a lot of power during that time.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's hard for people to think, well, if I'm not home and I'm leaving for work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's only wasting air conditioning if I leave it on, so I'll turn it up here. No, you're not. Let the home maintain that coolness that you got it down to in the middle of the night as long as you possibly can, because then there'll be less work for the unit and the home later. It works, but
that's the perfect scenario
we'll
if you're gone all day.
Move on from that, because okay. We can spend hours talking about it.
And we do have Steve coming in June, so
we'll save
help us.
For perfect. And who's next on the line?
Let's take Mike. He has an old house with rumbly pipes. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. Doing wonderful. If we could just get this figured out.
All right, let's do it. What you got?
So house was built in 54, and about a month ago, and we've had plumbers out here 3 times, and sprinkler repair people just trying to figure this out. But sometimes when the water runs, either the washer, fill in the toilet, fill in the sink, fill in the bathtub, just get this rumble through the house. And it's really quite irritating. And I just don't know.
And how long?
Come again?
How long has it been doing this?
And why it's doing it. Like,
Mike, how long has this been happening?
About a month now.
Oh, just a month.
Yeah.
And has anything changed?
No. Well, just age, I suppose. But like, we haven't changed the sprinklers. We haven't, changed the water heater 2 weeks ago now, I guess. But it was, we thought it could have been possibly stemming from that, but it wasn't. And is this, it can't duplicate it on demand. It's just random. And like this morning, it was going off for 20 minutes. Mm. Stopped the washer, it stopped. Got the washer going right now, and it's not happening. So I don't understand.
So for this to randomly start happening, and it's not when any water's running or not running. It's just randomly.
Well, it's when the water is running, but at random times.
Not every time.
Exactly.
Sometimes it rumbles. So
you flush the toilet, it'll happen until the toilet's done filling.
Well, I don't know if this is going to solve your problem, because this isn't exactly an air hammer. But it definitely sounds like, and how old's the home again?
Built in 54.
And nothing from that, it's all the original piping from 54? It's never been repiped?
I don't believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the chances are it's galvanized piping, and it's rusting out, and you're getting joints that are loosening up, and it's just not the solid piece of iron it originally metal when it was originally threaded, when that was the way we did plumbing pipes. I would get a plumber out and have them look at it. I don't know that there's anything we can do. In many cases, you just have to live with it until you can afford to replumb the house, because even if there was a leak that developed, 90% of plumbers won't even touch an old galvanized pipe because it's so weak that in trying to fix it, you manifest problems farther down the line from where it's been rusted out. So I don't know that you're even going to get anybody that's going to want to touch it to do any kind of repair work on that kind of home. So I would go to rosieonthehouse.com, put in your zip code, select plumbing, and then you'll get a list of plumbers. Look through, see who in your area does whole house repipes. Some of our plumbers are service only. Some of them are do repipe and groundwork. Get them out. Get an estimate or two so you know what you need to save for. We're just getting close to the end of the lifeline of those pipes, and I think that's all you're really looking at, as unfortunate as that is, because it will be a hefty cost to do that replacement. But you look at it the other way. A home from the 50s, you know, that's 60-plus years old. You got your economic life out of the water supply lines. So that's one way to look at it half full. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning at 1-888-767-4348. We'll come back to the calls along with some more updates from the National Hardware Show.